And welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. A couple of very special guests joining us tonight, including our farm and ranch director, Shauna Olson, is with us this evening. Shauna, how you doing?
Good evening. Great.
It's so cool to have you up so late.
I was going to say I'm normally in bed by now. No.
But we have a lady on the phone with us who's got a very special, she's very special to a lot of people in this area, in the hearts of many, especially horse lovers, which you are one. And Allison Smith is here from the Triple H Miniature Rescue, Farm Rescue, I can't get the whole name. It's too long a name, Allison. You got to shorten it up a little bit. The Triple H Miniature
Horse Rescue.
There we go. And, of course, she was big news across the, not only the country, the nation, the world for that matter, when we took in those Kiefer horses a little while back. But we had a very special event happen over the last weekend, and it had to involve one of her horses by the name of Van Gogh. Now, first of all, Van Gogh, describe the Van Gogh to the folks.
Van Gogh is a little miniature horse that was born at the rescue. His mom came in as a rescue, and he was born there, and he was, his color is a paint, so we named him Van Gogh for the famous painter, and he's just lived at the rescue. He's 5.5 years old now because he almost died 3 times. He had a real bad start because his mom's health was bad. And he got to be loved by so many, and he's good with the kids and the volunteers. And so we've just kept him around for events, and he's real smart. So I started doing some different types of training with him, and he rang his bells this Saturday at the mall for the Salvation Army.
Now, has he done this before? Was this his first try at it?
This was his first go at it. We didn't really know how it was going to go, but he seemed to take a tambourine is what his favorite thing is. And I started working with him about a month ago, just 10 minutes at a time because their attention span isn't real long. And he rings the bells. We have bells set up on a stand that he rings with his nose. And then he grabs his tambourine with his mouth and he shakes that forever. And he just really, really liked it. And so we thought, well, let's take him out in public and see if he can do it. And I just didn't know how long he would do it because, like you say, he's got a pretty short attention span. But he did it for an entire hour, just steady. And everybody just loved him.
Oh, my gosh. People must have just gone crazy to see that.
People loved him. They were taking his picture. And I finally just took the other bells away because it seemed that all he wanted to do was ring this tambourine. And it's the tambourine is really just some sleigh bells that I have taped together in a circle. And he just grabs those. And so it was little sleigh bells going. And it's pretty loud because he gets pretty aggressive with it. And then when he's done, I just give him a little treat. And he had a big response. A lot of the kids thought he was a reindeer. So we went with that. And it was really fun.
So some of the animals, too, by the way, I mean, you were mentioning before we went on the air that he has kind of a longer hair to him, so they thought he might have been a small buffalo, too?
Yeah, some people thought he was a buffalo, or they what kind of animal is he? Because he's really, he looks like a woolly mammoth. He's got so much hair, and especially, of course, it's been so cold, but they're really, really furred up here, and he got a little bit warm. That was my one concern, but he did good, and he's not slicked out and looks like the pretty little miniature horse that he is, but it was all good. It worked. And I think we saw people putting 20s in the red kettle. So I think he did a good job. And one little girl came up with her little purse. She was about, I don't know, 5, 6. And it was all her tooth fairy money. And she put all her tooth fairy money in the Salvation Army's kettle. So they got some pretty precious funds there, and we were pretty proud of that.
Were a lot of people coming up and wanting to pet him as well, Allison?
You know, they were, and we did let just a few in the beginning, but we did have some cones out to keep people back, because when he's doing this, it's almost like he's on a mission, and he just, you know, people come up and they want to pet him, and he just wants to grab that tambourine, and I'm giving him treats by my hand, and I thought, well, I don't want him to nip anybody, or he never has, but, you know, that would be the time for that to happen. So we didn't really let people do that. Some people wanted to get their pictures taken with them and everything, and we just really didn't have time. We were really up there working for the Salvation Army. You know, it was their event, and we wanted to make sure that it stayed their event. And so we were just up there to do our part and try to give back to the community in that way, through the Salvation Army who have generously given to us this past year with all our trials and tribulations that we went through. So we're trying to help out.
It just sounds like the coolest thing on earth. Did you get any video of it?
We did. Actually, there's some on my Facebook page of that my husband took, and then it was on the news, which is a very, very, very short clip, but it does get a little clip of him doing it. But if you go to our Facebook page, we have a couple clips on there, and I'll send you some, too. I put it on YouTube. I'll send it to you, and you can view it. But we were just very happy, and I know we were asked to come back, in fact, but I don't think we'll have time. And hopefully we can do it next year.
This is Allison Smith, by the way, from the Triple H Miniature Horse Rescue. And so Van Gogh was inside a mall, and I know there's going to be 1,000 people right now saying, oh, I wonder if he had any accidents.
No, he didn't. I always bring a mat if I ever go out in public anywhere. And this was the first time he'd even been in a mall, and I just didn't know what his reaction would be. And he walked in there like, no problem, like he'd done it a million times. He stood the whole time on his little mat. He never got off his mat. And no accidents. As soon as we got outside and, you know, got loaded up, of course we did. But on the way there, he had a couple accidents. So we had to clean his feet up again and, you know, how Murphy's Law. But everything that could go wrong did go wrong. But once we got there, it all went right. So we were really happy about that. And he had lights on his feet and in his mane. And I think everyone really liked him.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's just a neat story. Wow.
I brought Shauna in here tonight because, you know, she has a miniature horse.
I have a Shetland pony.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good.
So I'm giving her ideas. I'm giving her ideas to decorate the horse and have her horse do things.
Well, I need to teach him a few more things. He pulls a cart right now. And, of course, when my baby comes along, it'll be a horse for my baby. He's great with kids, and all the kids out of the stable use him as well. So he's been really fun, a fun addition to the family.
Great. They are fun with kids. It's a great first horse for kids to learn, you know, the care and the responsibility it takes to take care of a horse and then move up from there. So that's great. That's a great way to start.
We have a sports guy here by the name of Jack Michaels has been out there. The horse walks underneath his legs. He's like 6'7".
Well, yeah, they could definitely do it then.
Before I let you go, Allison, give us an update. How are things going as far as the ranch is concerned? I know you're taking in horses all the time. Give us an update on how things are going at Triple H.
Things are actually going pretty well. You know, we placed that last key for horse in the sanctuary, and then we did take in, probably 35 or 40 over the summer. But everything's real quiet now. We just took in a little mini with kind of a back issue that I think we just found a home for on Sunday. It's going to be somebody's little Christmas present, so I think that's going to be good. And then we did take in a full size yesterday who was found with two other horses. One was already dead, and one had to be euthanized. They were abandoned out in a pasture that had been sold. And this one has a pretty substantial knee injury, so we're not sure what the outcome is going to be on that. But we'll find out tomorrow with the vet. And other than that, it's, you know, fairly quiet, knock on wood.
Kidding.
Very good. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to immediately go and look for that video of Van Gogh. Where are we going to find that at? What's your website?
Well, you can find it on Facebook, facebook.com, and then the /HHHMHR.
Very good. Allison Smith, Congratulations on bringing a lot of happiness to some folks out there at the Gateway Mall past weekend. And we'll keep in touch. You have a great holiday, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us, Shauna.
Yeah, thanks for having me.